We are in Simen Tofresh Mem, we're up to Sif Hei, and we'll be doing from Hei through Zion. Ovel Chayiv B'Sukkah, the halacha is, even though in Mitzar is Potem in HaSukkah, that's only if the Sukkah is causing the Tzar. But an Ovel, who's in Tzar because of the circumstances, is not Potem from Sukkah. Not only that, but he's supposed to bring himself to a Matzav where he's not having Tzar. The Mishnah Berurah brings him a machlokas. He says that Tanya writes that if someone was very dear to the one that was nifter, and because of that he's mitzar, and he wants to go into the house because it's easier for him to cope there, he's allowed to. Whereas the Yeshuas Yaakov disagrees with that. And he says since it is not the sukkah that is causing his tzar, he is not potter. In the case of an onan, say on Chol HaMoed, or an onan on Yontif, where they plan on doing the kavura that day, say Yontif Sheni, the halacha, or Yantav Rishon through Goyim, the halacha is that he keeps all the dinim of aninus. The question is, what's with eating in a sukkah? So there's a sharat seen here, it goes through Baruka, what an onan is potter in. The halacha is that an onan is not supposed to do maisei mitzvah. He's considered an osik for mitzvah and he's potter from mitzvahs, but he's not to do isurim. So he brings a machlokis, what the halacha is lamashlis with antilas yadayim. An onan does not make a bracha on his bread. Does he wash for his bread? His maskoni is that you do wash for bread. An onan does wash for bread without a bracha. With regard to sukkah, also he brings a machlokis because you've got to go do a maisa mitzvah, going to the sukkah to eat. Lamaisa, he brings the Bikur Yaakov, who says that he is potter from going to the sukkah. So an onan is potter from sukkah, even though he's eating outside the sukkah. We could say that he's being over an isser. Since he's potter from sukkah, eating outside the sukkah is not an isser whatsoever. Whereas in Atil Sidayim, he says that you should wash, but without a bracha. Vav, chasen v'shoshvina v'chol b'nei achupa p'turim min ha-sukkah kol zayin yimei ha-mishtan. You can't get married on Yontav or Chol HaMoed, but someone who got married between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, the halacha is, according to the Mechaber, that it's tsar to sit in a sukkah. The ikur simcha is in what they used to call the chuppah, which is the place that was made for the chasen and kala, and people would come and celebrate with them. And the sukkah would make that difficult. Now, lemaisa, there are many that say, what do you mean? Let them go eat in the sukkah and then rejoice elsewhere. Lemaisa, the poskim say that he should definitely sit in the sukkah, but since there's a suffix of whether or not he's chayiv, he should not make a bracha. The shoshvinin should definitely make a bracha in the sukkah. Usudas bris mila, v'chein asudas shochen etzna yoledes chayavim besukkah, asudas bris is chayiv in sukkah. There's a shiloh why. Some say because you don't really need a lot of people there. Mikra din a minyan is enough. But that would sound like if you don't even have room for a minyan, then you're potter from having it there. The Gra says no. The reason you're chayiv is because there's no chi of daraisa to have a suda for a bris. As a result of it, it's considered a sudas reshus, and you are chayiv in the sukkah dafka. The Mishnah Berurah says that since there is this difference between these two reasons, in a case where you really don't have room for people, for a minyan even, for a bris, if it's Shmini Atzeres, where one sits in the sukkah without a bracha because it's a suffik, and Shmini Atzeres, one could make the bris inside already indoors and wouldn't have to make it in the sukkah if he can fit the people there. Siv Zayin, Shluchei Mitzvah Pturim in HaSukkah, Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla. Shluchei Mitzvah, such as someone who's going to his Rebbe, is going to learn, he's going for Pidyon Shvuyim. The halachi is that they're Torah in Machsheves Mitzvah, they're Potter even at night. They have to have peace of mind. If someone has no problem, he can just go into the sukkah. There's a sukkah in front of him. That he's not potter. But if he's going to have a hard time sleeping and he won't be rested, very often people are not well rested in the sukkah at all. If he's not going to be well rested and because of that he may not be able to do the mitzvah properly, then he is potter. There's a tshuvas chasam sofer the Mishnah Berurah brings that if the person is doing a mitzvah but he's also making money on it, that does not potter him from sukkah. It's got to be in the lashon of some sofer, kulo lashem, in order to go ahead and make him an osik for mitzvah and potter him.